I can't hear myself think, what with the weavers next door cackling like geese. They need to stop gossiping and concentrate on their work. My daughter has sneaked off to watch the men wrestling, hardly the behaviour of an unmarried girl of royal blood. She seems to care more about clothes than trying to catch the eye of one of the king's so-called warriors. Drunken yobs, more used to using beer horns than swords. A gang of cowardly loudmouths with no land and no prospects. Oh, if only her father was here to keep them away. Now he was a real warrior. A king could rely on him when the battle raged and the ravens circled, ready to feed on the dead. Now she is becoming a woman, she should dress like one. I must unlock one of my jewel boxes and find her something of quality, so she will not shame our family by running around looking like a farm girl. I have a few beautiful things I bought from home in Kent, but I'm sure she will want to wear the local trashy bling like her friends. Oh, that noise is too much! I shall have to go and reprimand those girls in person. It's the only way to get them to concentrate on their work. Then off to check that the hams are properly salted. Then to check the slaves have swept and prepared the hall for tonight's feast. Then to check that the dairymaids haven't curdled the milk with their foul language. Then to examine the king's sick horse. Does a woman's work never end?